For more on all of this, I'm joined by our science and environment correspondent, George Lee. And that really interesting data there from Dr. Conor Taylor of HICWA, George, shows that calculating death rates, how many people are dying and why, it's not actually a simple science.
Oh, it could do your head in, couldn't it, really, when you hear about it? You know, it's at one level, talking about the statistics in a week when we've seen the two primetime, or the two RT investigates stories about people, and we're talking about really sick people. I think we need to remember that, and when we say that some people did or didn't die of it, of COVID-19, it doesn't mean that people weren't extremely sick. And, you know, I think anybody who saw any of those programmes knows how serious this is on a human level. But looking at the statistics, one of the big things which you have to get a handle on is how bad it was Ireland, or has Ireland been in relation to this virus. And so it's very useful to get some kind of insight with regard to kind of that excess mortality, as they call it. The difficulty we have is that different countries do different things in relation to measuring the impact of the virus. They have different definitions for who they will test, and they have different definitions for which deaths they will attribute to being caused by the virus. Ireland was very wide in relation to what they did on that. It was one of very few countries in Europe which, from the middle of April, went along with a recommendation from the World Health Organization to add into our numbers cases where it was suspected that somebody may have died from COVID-19, even though they didn't have a clinical or a laboratory test to show that they did, or that it was probable. There's two different definitions. And when you added in those two cases, they account for 15% of the number of deaths in Ireland. So that would be one reason why potentially you can find yourself, when we weren't going to end up with a big shock afterwards saying that the number of deaths in Ireland were much more than what we were
which
reporting.
Which we can expect to see in some countries' data as those anomalies get ironed out and the true picture becomes clearer over time.
And we've seen it again in the UK in recent weeks and months, where the National Statistics Office was presenting these mortality rates, these excess mortality rates, telling the opposite story to what we're just hearing today from HICWA, where they're saying it was much more than what they were reporting officially. So we had been very broad in relation to what we had been including. And then when you look at it in relation to the fact that there's a long period of time, there's 3 or 4 months period, and in that, if you take the fact that 70 or in fact more than 70, I think it may be 90% of people have some form of underlying condition, and they were very, very elderly in the main, many of the people who died, 80% plus are over the age of 75 to 80 and more, and with underlying conditions, that in a period of 3 to 4 months, some of them may have been going to unfortunately die anyway. And so it accelerated the date of death rather than specifically caused it. They're the kind of complications which you have in it. And I am struck by one thing, is that, and given all of those caveats that a person might have about them, is that this excess number presented today by HICWA would suggest that we have been overestimating the actual deaths by 59%. I find that really striking if that were true. So I'm sure we will be looking at this data for quite a period of time. A CSO, the Central Statistics Office, may have a different take on it. They're using RIP.ie data. They've analysed 300,000 entries in that. And so no doubt it's very solid analysis, but I'm sure we'll need to hear more.
But here's the thing, George, and people will be aware there's been a big debate online about, you know, Ireland's performance versus other countries, and I am sure there will be people who will be putting up messages going, you know, 1,200 and is the real figure, 1,700 is what you were told, fake news, you were only trying, you know, the authorities were just trying to scare you, and so on. Those claims will be made. How do you respond to them?
Well, I think it's kind of futile to make those kind of claims. We're at stage one of a pandemic. We don't know where it's going to go in the end. Obviously, it has been said from the very beginning that there are differences in each country in relation to how they're calculating and how they're measuring and what they're doing in relation to this, and that international comparisons were fraught with all sorts of pitfalls. This highlights exactly why. So it's just as fake to use this for an international comparison as it was fake to use what we had originally. So you have to wait for the long haul in relation to making the international comparison. So those who want to score against different countries with such statements would want to wait, really, because it could come back and backfire on them. We don't know where the analysis is going to go in any country, and this virus is going to be with us, according to the WHO, for the long haul. So we have plenty to go in all of this, and it's far too early to count the score.
Looking through a glass darkly, George. Thank you very much indeed. Our science and environment correspondent, George Lee, there.